You know, God loved us so much that He sent His only begotten Son to live among us and to show us the way. He is the Word that became flesh, and He is the Word that leads us to life and how we can have life more abundantly. We are so blessed to be able to live in the day and time that we live in, but also in the day and time that Jesus lived here and recorded in the Bible and Scriptures. So I want to share with you today the rest of the story from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. Now, the subtitle of this particular one in verse 25 is Jesus was asked, what is the most important commandment? Hear God's word. Then one day, an expert in religious law stood up to test Jesus by asking him this question. Teacher, what must I do to receive eternal life? Red letter edition, Jesus replied, what does the law of Moses say, and how do you read it? The man answered, well, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, right, do this, and you will live. Well, the man wanted to justify his action, so he asked Jesus another question. Who is my neighbor? And then here is the story of the Good Samaritan, and most of this is in red letters, as you can see on the scripture on the screen. Jesus replied with an illustration. A Jewish man was traveling on a trip from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes and money and beat him up and left him half dead by the side of the road. By chance, a Jewish priest came along, but when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but he also passed by on the other side. Then a despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt deep pity. Kneeling beside him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with medicine, bandaged them. Then he put a man on his donkey and took him to an inn, where he took care of him. The next day, he handed the innkeeper 2 pieces of silver and told him to take care of this man, and if the bill is higher than that, he said, I'll pay the difference the next time I'm here. Now, which of these 3 would you say was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by the bandits? The man replied, well, the one who showed him mercy. And then Jesus said, yes, now go and do the same. And God added blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of His holy and precious word.